You're on Texas Standard Time.
As we fast approach Super Tuesday, we at the Texas Standard are taking some time to examine what issues might influence Texans at the polls in 2020. Today, we're going to follow the money from employment to education to businesses. We're looking at how voters think about the economy today versus back in 2016. For more, we're joined by Paul Kjellstedt. He is professor of political science at Texas A&M. Professor, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me back.
In another era, when a certain president from Texas was being challenged by a governor from Arkansas, I think you know the one, there was a Democratic strategist named James Carville who said, what wins and loses elections, when he was asked about that, he said, the economy, stupid. Do you think that the economy can make or break a presidential race?
It certainly was the case back in 1992 when James Carville said that, David. But recent research is showing that this is becoming perhaps less and less true. Voters who are judging the economy are increasingly viewing the economy through their own partisan lenses.
Huh.
So Republicans are more likely to think that the economy is doing great, whether it's doing great or not, as long as a Republican's in the White House. And Democrats are more likely to either say the economy's not doing great for everybody, or they're likely to credit the previous administration for it, and therefore not more likely to vote for the incumbent this time around.
So there's no consensus on whether the economy's doing good and who should take credit.
There's less consensus about that than there used to be. So there's a lot of research that shows that back in the 1980s and in the 1990s, during the Reagan's expansion and during the Clinton expansion of the 90s, people of the other party saw the economy as doing very well and were happy to give the opposite party president credit for it. That's become less true as we've moved into this more polarized era that we're living in today.
We're already seeing the president taking credit for creating more jobs, especially for African Americans, than any other president before. First of all, there's the issue of who actually takes credit for those jobs, but then there's the actual numbers. As you hear some of the president's claims, do they generally ring true to you or no?
If truth is a binary indicator, you'd have to say sometimes, but there's elements of truth to it. The economy is doing very well right now. It's impossible to deny. Unemployment among the African-American community and the Latino community and among young people is really at historic lows. And so those are undeniably good things. Some of the things that Democrats point out is that maybe President Trump doesn't deserve credit for these things, and that they were trends that began under the previous administration and that have just continued into the current one.
So riddle me this, Professor. Why is it that if capitalism seems to be doing so well for so many, that democratic socialism now has taken hold, and especially among young people?
Well, we are at rather historically high periods of inequality in the United States, David, and there are a lot of people who have anxiety about what a catastrophic medical bill might do for their family. And there's a lot of people who are concerned about college debt and, you know, the high cost of college. So even though people have jobs, a lot of people still feel a kind of anxiety and a kind of vulnerability that doesn't make them want to necessarily give credit to a Republican politician who's saying, hey, the economy is the best ever.
We've seen a bounce back in the oil field here in Texas. Oil isn't the sort of dominant thing that it used to be in the Texas economy. We've diversified quite a bit since the old days. But I'm curious how you think that the economic picture here in Texas might play out in November.
It's very interesting that you mention oil, because the fact that oil prices are stable but low and that gas prices are very low is, of course, a very good thing for average consumers. We do a lot of driving in Texas and a lot of commuting, and our commutes are not quite as expensive because we're paying, you know, $2.15 for a gallon of gas. So things like that are very positive. Of course, Texas is still a red state. It's changing. You know, the Democrats are hoping to flip Texas blue, and just never know exactly when that's going to happen.
So in a sense, it sounds like November could answer a lot of questions about just how important the economy is when it comes to picking our candidates now and in the future.
I think that's right. You know, we'll see how much our blue goggles and our red goggles determine our perceptions of the economy and therefore our votes.
Paul Kjellstedt is professor of political science at Texas A&M. Professor, thanks so much for your insights.
Thanks for having me.